Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Ananya Bharadwaj, Associate Editor at the Print, and today I bring to you a detailed report on why did the central government ban Popular Front of India. The Ministry of Home Affairs Wednesday banned the Popular Front of India and its associate organizations for a period of 5 years, notifying them as unlawful association under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act. According to the ministry's notification, the PFI and its affiliates were found to have links with global terror organizations and were involved in several terror cases with an intent to create a reign of terror in the country, endangering the security and public order of the state. The other PFI affiliates that have been declared unlawful include Rehab India Foundation, Campus Front of India, All India Imams Council, National Confederation of Human Rights Organization, National Women's Front, Junior Front, Empower India Foundation, and Rehab Foundation in Kerala. The Social Democratic Party of India was not mentioned on the list of affiliates and has not been banned since it's a registered political party. The notification dated 27 September was made public at 5:43 a.m. on Wednesday morning. According to sources in the security services, the work towards banning the organization was on, and the coordinated raids that had been conducted by the National Investigation Agency and Enforcement Directorate last week, along with the second crackdown by local police forces on Tuesday, was just a part of setting up the stage for this development. While over 106 people were arrested in raids by NIA and ED last week, a total of 250 people were held in Tuesday's raids. Karnataka led the list with 72 detained, followed by Uttar Pradesh, Maharashtra, Delhi, Assam, Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat. According to intelligence sources, local police were roped in for the second time to make these detentions in order to prepare for the ban, avoid a riot-like situation and sit-in protests that took place following raids by NIA and ED last week. Stone and petrol bombs were hurled in Kerala as the PFI had staged a hartal last Friday against the first rounds of arrests. The organization had called for a 12-hour strike in the protest. As many as 500 people were arrested and 400 others were put under preventive detention in the state after those protests. The MHA can issue a notification to ban an organization as unlawful for over 6 months to 5 years. This, when challenged, however, goes to a tribunal, in this case the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act Tribunal, set up within 6 months and has to uphold the ban after close scrutiny of the evidence against the organization for the ban to stay. The MHA has to ensure that there is sufficient evidence against the organization, which includes number of cases against its members, nature of those cases, charge sheets filed and cognizance taken by court, convictions of its members, among other things. If the evidence is not strong enough, the ban is not upheld by the tribunal and is set aside. Till now, 39 organizations have been banned in India, including Students Islamic Movement of India, United Liberation Front of India, Sikhs for Justice, and Jammu and Kashmir Liberation Front, among others. The MHA notification also says that if the organization is not banned now, it will use this opportunity to continue its subversive activities, encourage and enforce terror-based regressive regime, continue propagating anti-national sentiments and radicalize a particular section of society, and aggravate activities which are detrimental to the integrity, security and sovereignty of the country. Soon after the ban, the Campus Front of India, which is PFI's student wing, called the action by the central government undemocratic and anti-constitutional. It said that they would challenge it in the Supreme Court. The CFI said that it had been working for over a decade among students across the country with a vision of building socially concerned and responsible youths with a secular and democratic spirit. According to MHA's notification, the PFI and its affiliate fronts have been indulging in unlawful activities which are prejudicial to the integrity, sovereignty and security of the country and have the potential of disturbing public peace and communal harmony of the country and supporting militancy in the country. It further says that some of the PFI's founding members are Simi leaders and that the PFI has linkages with Jamaatul Mujahideen of Bangladesh, both of which are proscribed organizations. There have been a number of instances, the MHA says, of international linkages of PFI with global terrorist groups, and some activists of the PFI have joined Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, that is ISIS, and participated in terror activities in Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan. The notification says, and I quote, PFI and its associates have been working covertly to increase radicalization of one community by promoting a sense of insecurity in the country, which is substantiated by the fact that some PFI cadres have joined international terrorist organizations, the notification says. It further adds, and I quote, some of these PFI cadres linked to ISIS have been killed in these conflict theaters, and some have been arrested by the state police and central agencies. The PFI is involved in several criminal and terror cases and shows sheer disrespect towards the constitutional authority of the country. Investigators have also said that PFI leaders had also made a hit list of Indian leaders to assassinate. They further claimed that PFI had been found to be involved in collection of deadly weapons and explosives to launch attacks at sensitive places and organizing training camps to cause disturbances during PM Modi's Patna visit in July. Speaking to the print, a PFI spokesperson, however, said that the actions of the central government are nothing but prevention of the right to democratic protests. The spokesperson said, and I quote, this is quite natural and expected under this autocratic system. The MHA notification further says that PFI created its affiliates with the objective of enhancing its reach among different sections of the society, such as youth, students, women, imams, lawyers, or weaker sections of the society, and to expand its membership, influence, and fundraising capacity. This, it adds, was done to strengthen its capability for unlawful activities, and these associates functioned as the routes and capillaries through which the PFI was fed and strengthened. The MHA further stated that the PFI and its associates operate openly as socio-economic, educational and political organizations, but have been pursuing a secret agenda to radicalize a particular section of the society, working towards undermining the concept of democracy, and they show sheer disrespect towards the constitutional authority. With regards to the funds generated by the PFI, the notification says that the office bearers and cadres of PFI, along with others, are conspiring in raising funds from within India and abroad through banking channels and hawala donations as part of a well-crafted criminal conspiracy. These funds, it says, are made to look legitimate through transferring, layering and integration using multiple accounts, and are eventually used to carry out various criminal, unlawful and terrorist activities in India. Source of deposits on behalf of PFI with respect to its several bank accounts were not supported by financial profiles of the account holders, and the activities of PFI were not being carried out as per the declared objectives, the notification says. Therefore, the Income Tax Department cancelled this registration granted to PFI under Section 12A or 12AA of the Income Tax Act 1961, it says. The notification further adds that the investigation in various cases against the PFI has revealed that with funds and ideological support from outside, it had become a major threat to internal security of the country. It says, and I quote, its cadres have been repeatedly engaging in violent and subversive acts, criminal violent acts carried out by PFI, including chopping off the limbs of a college professor, cold-blooded killings of persons associated with organizations espousing other faiths, obtaining explosives to target prominent people and places, and destruction of public property. It adds that brutal murders have been carried out by PFI cadres with the sole objective of disturbing public peace and tranquility and creating reign of terror in public mind. That's all we have for you right now. This is Ananya Bharadwaj, Senior Assistant Editor at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news reports from The Print's table. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.